the best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
We got plenty to get to today. We'll talk plenty of collective bargaining agreement, plenty about Ohio State and Jim Tressel, but I want to stay with Michigan State basketball and the Big Ten and bring Scott in here. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. And Scott, I just finished talking about how, yes, that Purdue win was a great win. And yes, Michigan State looked fantastic doing it. But I am not ready to say that this team has arrived just because they won one game, especially when you consider the Iowa game just one day before that.
It's so tough. And I was one of those people who texted you. I was joking with you, obviously.
Oh, I know. Oh, but you weren't the only one. I got six or seven of them.
And the thing is, it's so easy. And my Facebook was absolutely flooded with, I mean, I've got so many friends from Michigan State, other grads and everything. Oh, it's March, and March is Izzo. And yet, then you really think about it. What if they had struggled in this game? I mean, obviously hypothetical, but they looked pretty bad against Iowa. My confidence after
pretty
that...
Pretty bad? They looked awful against Iowa.
That's true. And, yeah, they did. And, I mean, my confidence was so low in them. And it's just like we've talked about. They're Jekyll and Hyde, and this was the best that we've seen them, obviously. They never were down in that game.
No.
Because, obviously, I was here, so I couldn't pay too much attention to the start of that game. But, I mean, and I joked with you. As I said, I turned to the TV, and I think I texted you and I said, you know, when was the last time you saw Michigan State actually up in mm-hmm. the first half? Because normally I'll get into a game about 10 minutes in and you look and, oh, well, they're down. Like
they're
Michigan.
Down 10. Yep.
Go look at Michigan. They weren't in it right from the start. And finally now they were actually in it. Something that I haven't seen happen in a long time. They claimed they wanted to have a faster start. They actually did and they upheld it. Something I haven't seen. So it's really, you really want to grab onto that. But like you said, you nailed it. It's the one game, when you look at the whole season, there's nothing else to really compare this one to. It'd be great if it holds through, but the fact that what we have to base it on isn't this good.
You brought up an interesting point that I thought about this last night while I was watching the game, and I thought about it, bringing it up in the monologue, but I wanted to wait until I could bring you into it. You say that fans are saying, oh, Tom Izzo, March is Tom Izzo's. I look at this team, and I look at the team's attitude, and I think this year it has nothing to do with Tom Izzo. I think it has everything to do with those players either wanting to play or not wanting to play. And maybe you disagree with me, I don't know, but I look at this team, I look at a guy like Kalen Lucas, a guy like Darrell Summers, guys who at times have looked fantastic, guys who, Kalen Lucas more than Darrell Summers, but guys who have looked interested at times and then very disinterested at other times. And to me, that ended with Tom Izzo a long time ago and began just being whether those guys wanted to play or not. And I really do think that last night had to do more with guys like Kalen Lucas saying, I want to play tonight, than it did Tom Izzo motivating them.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. It was Kalen Lucas took over, and he had a fantastic performance, career high 30 points on a busted ankle. Before, I kind of thought it was maybe this is just Kalen Lucas is finally healthy, and that changes everything because he wasn't there. He wasn't the same Kalen Lucas, so I thought maybe that was what was wrong the first part, but there were other guys who weren't there, and it wasn't injury-related. But that game last night, that was finally that attitude from a senior where you could kind of tell, I'm not losing here. I'm not ending in the NIT.
Right. It was a wake-up call for them. But the question is now, they get that wake-up call. Now they get a team like Penn State who they should beat. Now they're in a situation where it's not must win. Now they're in a situation where their season is set. They're going to the NCAA tournament. Can they bring that again against a team like Penn State?
Hopefully. I mean, that's the most confident I feel in saying hopefully.
Because I look at this team, and any time it hasn't been a dire need winning situation, they don't care. They turn off the attitude. They just go through the motions, and you saw it early in the season. They're lost to Penn State early in the season. Okay, that was not a must win. and they treated it like a non-must-win game. The Illinois game later in the year, that was a must-win. How did they play? They played with heart. They played with effort. They played like it was a must-win. And that is what drives me nuts about this team. And I know we've talked about it, but I am dead serious. This team needs to show me that they can put in that effort against a weaker opponent before I'm going to sit here and say that they can make any sort of run in March Madness, because right now, one game does not tell me that Michigan State can make a run in the tournament. I still believe, even if they win the Big Ten tournament, I still believe they are a first weekend out because they do not carry the attitude I see to play hard all game long, every game.
I don't know if they win. If they do go on and beat Ohio State, I might feel a little more confident. But you're right. They seem to have found that line of exactly the least amount that they can do to still get by. And I found that line on many things. I know how to stay on that, trust me. And they seem to be just right there. They know, okay, we can afford to drop one. We're not dead. Like, look at Purdue. You would think they're absolutely dead.
Yep.
For just bombing at home so late in the season. But no, they're okay. You can still come back. And I mean, that's the toughest thing when you're floating around with 18, 19 wins and you don't know. And I mean, I was confident. I predicted that they'd beat Purdue back 2 weeks ago because I jumped on board. There was one good win and I said, yeah, they're coming around. And it's so tough to have that reality check to see. And Penn State's going to be a tough opponent.
Oh, yeah. Well, Penn State's playing for a tournament berth now.
And it's not necessarily they're a great team. Obviously, they've beaten Michigan State. Everybody in the Big Ten did, pretty much. But it's for what you said. Are they going to show up? What importance does this game have? I mean, they haven't won a Big Ten tournament in a while, Michigan State. And how important is that to them? Or are they just satisfied now with, okay, we're in the big dance?
It becomes a battle of who wants it more. Penn State, who thinks that they probably need one more win to solidify a berth in the NCAA tournament, or Michigan State, who can really now move their way up the seedings ladder. Okay, Michigan State already had momentum of being Michigan State with the tournament committee. Okay, if you're going to tell me the tournament committee doesn't take into consideration that Tom Izzo is the head coach of Michigan State, you're lying. Okay.
Well, we saw this morning, was it, that they kind of put up side by side Penn State and Michigan State. You've got to be kidding me. It doesn't matter if the numbers are the same. Penn State's not getting that nod.
No, definitely not. But now Michigan State is no longer in a play-in game. With that win against Purdue, that solid win against Purdue, all of a sudden their stock is rising. And now they're probably around 11 seed, 10 seed, something in there. So let's say they win against Penn State. Now they've jumped up to maybe a 9 seed. Then maybe they beat Ohio State. Maybe they jump up to a 7 or even a 6 seed because that's the way the tournament committee thinks. They like ranking guys who are hot. Now, is 6 seed a little optimistic? Yes, but at the same time, I'm telling you, I use that Syracuse. I'm telling you, Syracuse a couple years ago, okay, going into the Big East tournament, they didn't have a bye, and Syracuse made a run through that Big East tournament and won the Big East. They went from a projected 12 seed to a 5 seed in Joe Lunardi's bracketology, and that's exactly where they ended up. And that was a team not much far off of where Michigan State is right now. So I want to see which MSU team shows up, and I want to see if Michigan State cares that they can really do themselves a favor in the NCAA tournament by winning this game against Penn State. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Jim Tressel. And Michigan State fans, I'm telling you, should be more angry than the average fan with this whole Ohio State situation. We'll tell you why next. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.